Well, the whole issue of objectivity. Now I'm going to talk about that much more in a later talk, but briefly for now, I like to use the term objectivity to mean getting closer to conditions, so getting a more appropriate response to whatever we encounter in our experience, which often means facing up to things that we're not inclined to face up to because of delusions which are interfering with our tendency to face up to them. So addressing conditions is one kind of thing, but the traditional concern with conditionality as a metaphysical principle, again, that doesn't seem to fit with the middle way as a kind of balancing experience. So I'm arguing that we should interpret the middle way as a wider and simpler principle in a way. It's an avoidance of any kind of metaphysical belief on the grounds that metaphysical beliefs of any kind, whether they're negative or positive, will tend to interfere with our ability to engage with conditions. So they will tend to lead us into certain kinds of fixed views which stop us using our experience to understand what's going on as far as we can and respond to it appropriately.
Can you say a little bit more about the relationship between conditionality as a metaphysical belief and engaging with conditions?
About the distinction between them?
Yeah.
Well, conditionality is a belief about how things are. Yeah, so that anything in the universe will be conditioned by other things, so it can't be seen as existing independently or as operating or having independent features, really, that those features will always be interdependent. I don't think we need to make it any, that may or may not be the case, but I don't think we need to make any claims about that, nor is it particularly useful to do so, because what's relevant to us is how well we address the conditions which impact on us as we encounter them. You know, so if we encounter obviously any number of conditions we could use as examples, you know, whether it's heavy traffic on the M5 or a craving for chocolate biscuits or whatever it is, you know, whatever that condition is, there are going to be certain beliefs which might get in your way, which stop you engaging with that condition in the most appropriate way. So it might be, say, with the chocolate biscuits, that I must give up chocolate biscuits. So maybe you've got a sort of a strong belief in a thin self, which, you know, means that actually you're just flipping from one kind of view to another. There, you're giving up the chocolate biscuits, and then you're eating them again, and so on. Or with the traffic conditions on the M5. Well, that's a condition which, I mean, in the long term, you might contribute to political changes, I suppose, or change your mode of transport or something to do something about the condition. But when you're actually stuck in that traffic jam, there's nothing you can do about that condition. So the main condition you've got to address there is your mental state and how you're responding to being stuck in a traffic jam. Mm-hmm. So there the focus might need to be not getting into road rage or whatever more inappropriate approach might be.
And if objectivity is a more appropriate response to conditions, could it be argued that craving is an inappropriate response to conditions?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I mean, that relates to the question of what craving is or means, which is something I want to focus a bit more on tomorrow.
Okay.
But we'll certainly come back to that. Okay, so I'm arguing that the middle way avoids metaphysical views whether positive or negative. So, for example, that might mean avoiding the view both that you are a particular kind of self or that you're not. Or broader examples of metaphysical views, that God exists or that he doesn't, which is why I'm an agnostic, not an atheist. So that's possibly something we can discuss later on. And that kind of avoidance of both sides would include Buddhist views, obviously, including views about enlightenment and so on.